Forecast After Dark for men.
Welcome to the Forecast After Dark.
World dinner.
Shipwreck Kelly.
Shipwreck. The best part is that the Shipwreck Kelly.
No.
Shipwreck Kelly was not Shipwreck Kelly.
Wait, this show is brought to you by Coors Light, made to chill.
Mountain cold refreshment.
Mountains turn blue.
Beer cold.
Drink.
Forget.
Forget. Immediately. Ryan, you had something you wanted to start on.
Gentle listener, you may be looking at today's FBS scoreboard and thinking, what a non-blood week this was. Very few upsets. Very few ranked teams losing, and if they did, they usually lost to a team ranked higher than them. Very relaxing. Not at all an issue, except if you turn the page, my dear friend, to the FCS rankings, where we have the following top 25 upsets. Number 2, North Dakota State loses to unranked South Dakota. Number 5, William and Mary loses to unranked Elon. Number 6, Holy Cross, losing to unranked Harvard. Number 14, New Hampshire, losing to unranked Towson. Number 16, Villanova, losing to unranked Albany. Number 23, Youngstown State, losing to unranked Northern Iowa. And when last I checked, Sacramento State was struggling with unranked Northern Arizona. Sac State is number 8. An absolute bloodbath in the championship division.
Didn't this happen last year in lieu of an FBS Blood League? I feel like we got one of these last year as well.
FCS usually does its own. Yeah, we did have an FBS one last year, but yeah, FCS will usually go off on its own and cause some contusions along the way.
This one was powerful. This one,
yeah,
was
this is
real
huge.
Powerful.
Half the top 6, including the Northern Nothing reigning champions, but nevertheless, the dynasty going. Anytime North Dakota State loses, it's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good week for FCS blood. And I just wanted to get that right out on Jump Street. That's all.
Hey, speaking of blood, USC's defense. Yeah, that's as close as I had to a segue there. I want to go all the way back to noon, a time long ago.
Man.
I once had a shred of happiness.
USC's defense is so bad, it looks like LSU's.
I'm laughing not because that joke wasn't great. I mean, it was great, Jason. But I'm laughing thinking about LSU playing defense.
That's, right.
Right.
You knew that after the first quarter box score hit that this game was going to be flames.
Absolutely. I don't know.
Of LSU Ole Miss, you mean?
Yeah, I was just scrolling through and I was okay. LSU was 21-14. Wait, they've been playing for 16 minutes.
Okay, I thought we were back on Colorado USC, but okay.
No, gosh. Never.
Well,
God, I already forgot about that. What happened?
So basically it was Cover Quest. Can Colorado cover the spread?
They covered huge.
Dude, they covered massive. They were more than willing to protect bettors at every opportunity by continuing to score against USC's quantum defense. I call them the quantum defense because they're kind of there and kind of not.
But this is overlooking how stupid this all, because what you're saying wasn't true for the vast majority of this game.
Nope, not at all.
At 7:14 left in the almost exactly halfway through the third quarter, Caleb Williams threw, I think at that point, that was his 6th touchdown pass, either his 5th or his 6th. And USC took a 41-14 lead. Again, there were only 22 minutes-ish left to play. And somehow, USC's defense allowed over a point a minute
a to point
Colorado
a minute
after that?
Their defensive coordinator might be named the Grinch, but it was Christmas for the next for the remainder of the game.
Please, it hits every time.
Please welcome 1977 sports writer Spencer Hall, ladies and gentlemen.
Nah, it works every time.
Banger. Sorry if I'm over here making bangers, Ryan.
I think it works.
If the play works, keep calling it.
I think it works because several of his organs are the wrong size.
Stop growing, spleen! Stop it!
My heart is growing at an abnormally, like, a terrible rate. This is
bad. Grinch's pancreas grew 4 sizes that day. He should get that checked out.
It would be hard to cover in that scenario. So. Mm.
Yeah, just an astonishing... Also, they're bad. Like, that defense is bad. So very, very bad.
They really weren't for a long... That's what's fucked up. For a lot of this game, it wasn't just that like that the score was lopsided. It's that they were like controlling Colorado, making Colorado look like shit.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. The Hindenburg made it all the way to Jersey.
Colorado's scores were indeed later in the game, but I don't feel that there's anything about USC that would make me say, oh, those points were suspicious.
No.
They just feel, Ryan, you were talking about this earlier. It feels off because that game kicked at dawn. Yes. Like, we should be watching the end of that game right now.
Yes.
It's unnatural.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams did have 6 TDs, and that's very impressive and everything, but there's also this. I don't know what Caleb Williams does. Vic, one of my favorite follows on Twitter, described him as getting the zoomies. Sometimes there is an immaculate pocket with perfect protection, and Caleb Williams will just decide to see what's over there. He'll just walk over to the sideline like, oh, what are you guys doing? Huh? Oh, I'm going to throw that guy. Hold on.
Like, I think it almost would have been better for USC fans if this had just been like LSU Ole Miss, like a back and forth shootout, instead of, oh no, we just like forgot how to do this for the last third of the game.
Yeah, like they forgot. Not like, oh, well, we called the dogs off. No,
not at all.
No, this was like, we made the dogs very
the
confused.
The dog was just shitting everywhere.
Yeah, and then we robbed them of a nap, so they were doubly confused. Then we slipped chocolate into their food, and everyone panicked. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. They were,
God, the dog swallowed my iPhone whole.
Yeah, and Lincoln Maybe Riley's like, we meant to do that.
It could be that the way to view it is, what a miracle that USC's defense held off Colorado for a half.
Here we go.
I can't believe they did that.
Oh, boy. At least USC doesn't have any other explosive offenses they have to face in the next, I don't know, 6 weeks.
Nope, not a one. They don't have to face Ole Miss. Can we talk about that game real quick? Because I love that game a lot.
Yeah, that shit was USC versus USC.
Was that the most stressful game we've had so far this season? Like, if you're a neutral observer?
Oh, I mean...
It was up there.
It was up there, but also, like, you knew it was going to happen. That
what
when
do you
looked
mean
up...
you knew what was going to... You fucking liar.
Oh, boy.
Did you think any of them were going to play defense? Either of them?
No. Okay, sorry. I thought you were saying...
That's Pete Golding's music.
I thought you were saying, I know how this will proceed.
I'm going to go ahead
minutes.
And just assume that was an error, because the assumption you're making is, oh, Spencer thought the usually reliable Ole Miss Rebels were just going to go ahead and pull this one out.
I think what Spencer's trying to say is he knew what would not happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. I agree.
That's fine. By the way, if you're subscribing to this channel if you're subscribing to the Twitch channel, that is great. We get a little bit of money for that. We'll go ahead and just do something cool, like give it to a charity. Okay. Just so you'll know, like all these subscriptions and stuff.
Or we'll give it to all our LinkedIn subscribers who are brave and use their government names and faces.
That's right. Saying it with their chests.
We're converting it directly into business.
Or we'll keep it, because we just realized today that at least half of us don't have supplemental health insurance.
Well,
are your Twitch subs pay for our supplemental health insurance?
Aflac.
No, I loved this game. Absolutely loved it, because there were so many moments where you go, I like games where you go, I think I know more than what's happening on than the people in the field do about the game, right? Like when there were 40 seconds, you're like, oh, there's still plenty of time for fuckery. Like I bet there were defenders on the Ole Miss side like, oh, guys, we got this. We got this. I believe in you. We're sitting there watching like, if you guys win, it's an accident. LSU messed up. 100%.
I like that Ole Miss football is our greenest football team because they're powered by trash. We've now learned in multiple instances. That's yeah. What powers this team.
I love that angry Ole Miss fans throwing shit onto the field, and then what happens at the end of the game? They go down to collect it.
Hey, like, give me back my Blue Moon can!
I guarantee you there's a fan who's like, this here, it used to be trash. I threw him in my angry mode, but now I'm happy, so it's a souvenir.
Now it's a memento. That's right. Will you sign my trash, please?
Hey, Coach.
Lane Kiffin, will you sign my trash?
Coach, this used to be my mad garbage, but now it's my happy garbage.
You're not making that up. Somebody totally got Lane Kiffin to sign their trash tonight.
I'm sorry. I'm watching the end of West Virginia, and I'm having a freak out.
The end of West Virginia? Like, is that an apt way to describe it?
Well, no.
Like West Virginia's demise. I'm not watching.
No, they won.
That's Gordon G. He's doing that.
They won.
Oh, they won. Okay, never mind.
I do want to point out that Ole Miss did something extraordinary in that game. They had 300 yards rushing and 300 yards passing. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
All of the numbers in this game are stupid. Both teams averaged at least 10 yards a pass. Both teams averaged at least 6 yards a run. Ole Miss, the team that won this game, had 11 penalties for 121 yards. The possession difference in this game, Ole Miss won by 43 seconds. That's it. Which is
that's incredible.
33 first downs for LSU, 32 for Ole Miss. Like, just an absolute fucking bonkers game.
Also, and I think this is now an official thing now that we've seen it this much. Jaden Daniels, I saw someone on Twitter who said that dude takes Looney Tunes hits. I've never seen a quarterback less concerned or aware of their own well-being than Jaden Daniels. It's worrisome. At one point in this game, 5 Ole Miss defenders surrounded him and, like against Georgia last year, picked him up. Yes. Now it's just a thing to pick up Jaden Daniels because, hi, I'm Jaden Daniels and welcome to Jackass. Like, that's...
I'd be so mad.
Yeah.
I would start carrying switchblades. Like, just...
I've never seen another quarterback get Simba'd, let alone twice. The same guy.
I love that they surrounded him.
It's really unfortunate. That doesn't mean I would just, man, I would put spikes in my... Like, I would put, like, knives in my cleats that stuck out the front. And just start kicking, which might actually look worse when they pick me up and I started kicking my little legs in the air. But oof.
This time around, the hoisting inspired RG3 to come, lifted him up like Jesus to be crucified.
Thank you, RG3.
So RG3 just says shit, man. He just says anything.
His fourth
quarter.
And then,
like, my favorite part is he said that, and I just pictured some producer in his ear going, like, please settle down, he just kept going. He just continued as if he hadn't said that.
I am so confident this is just how RG3 talked when he was in the NFL. And in Washington's locker room, they were like, Jesus Christ.
I've been in a huddle with RG3 when he was in college. This is absolutely always how he's talked.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
He said poo-poo.
I have seen him give pregame prayers. This is what it's like.
He is absolutely
himself.
The fact that I got to hear RG3 say poo poo was really just amazing.
This occurred within like 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, in the fourth quarter, RG3 was on 11 the entire quarter. At one point, he said, doing it for all of the Miss Americas of Ole Miss wearing red tonight.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just.
Yeah. Just on the loose.
Can we pause quickly to acknowledge the following tweet that was sent 4 minutes ago from friend of the show and TCU fan Joel Anderson? This is in reference to TCU's coach, Sonny Dykes.
Uh huh.
Bootleg ass Larry Coker.
Oh.
So things are going well.
Joel wanted Dion for TCU, just as a reminder.
Yeah, that's true.
You should remind him of that immediately. I know he's not in here because he has better things to do.
Bootleg ass Larry Coker.
Wow.
But yeah, the highlight video for LSU Ole Miss is basically going to be maybe 4 minutes shorter than just the full replay of the game. It's not going to cut any time at all.
I just want every word that is used to describe USC's defense to be used to describe LSU's and Ole Miss's as well. Let's be fair.
Yes.
Is there a game you have less understanding of at this point that's to come on the schedule than LSU Alabama?
It'll be big and loud, that's for sure.
Okay, sure. You could tell me, you could throw out any score on it with almost any combination, and I would say, like, yeah, that tracks.
Man, I'm trying to think of one that I know less about besides the obvious.
Let's just all sit here and
think quietly.
Take us some time to reflect.
Well, let's see. UNC schedule 2023. Okay, so just yeah, anything on there, anything. UNC is not real, so literally any of their games.
Here, USC Utah. There's a game I can't figure out either. Sure. How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Either no one scores or everyone scores.
That's right. That's right.
That's.
But here we sit on this September 30th, and Alabama and A&M, assuming Alabama holds out, I suspect they will, are tied for the lead in the SEC West, just as we all suspected.
Yeah, man. Yeah. A&M, by starting Max Johnson, might have saved their season to this point. Like, that might be going a little bit far, but that storyline's definitely in play.
You're putting a lot on Arkansas there.
We're week to week, buddy. Aren't we all? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and jump. Sure, I'll take that leap.
Spencer included the important qualifier to this point.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, did we save the first 33% of the season this way? Yeah, I think so.
And you know what? A&M's win over Auburn looks great today. Looks absolutely shimmering today.
the extremely competitive Auburn Tigers taking it to the wire and forcing my favorite thing in this game. Was this, don't make me throw it to Brock Bowers. I fucking hate throwing it to Brock Bowers. Mike Bobo, you've got to throw it to Brock Bowers. Fuck you, I'm going to do it. Fine, we'll win the game. He'll have 157 yards and 8 receptions. Are you happy now?
If I did the math right, and I apologize if I didn't. On Carson Beck's last 15 passes, he completed 6 passes to Brock Bowers for 148 yards. And 6 passes for 57 yards to everyone else on Georgia's team.
It was literally like, well, let's try all the other things I want to try. And then it was like, we're tied with Auburn. And Mike Bobo hits the button that says Brock Bowers touchdown. Just that's it.
They didn't even have to throw good passes to Brock Bowers. It wasn't like, wow, what? Well, it was like, nope, that one's at his kneecap. Got it. Fine.
No, you don't have to do that. That's what they don't realize. In the game, I can't remember the announcers, but they were talking about, it was Gary Daniels. It was like, that's how you get a coach to trust you. I'm like, you don't trust somebody just throwing the ball up to Brock fucking Bowers?
Sure. I also liked they were talking about, like, Carson Beck could have transferred, but he wanted to stay here as he's throwing, like, his fourth pass in a row to Brock Bowers. Like, yeah, I would also want to throw to that dude. That sounds awesome. Why would you leave?
I'm reading my notes aloud from this game, and it says Georgia still has Brock Bowers, period. Concerning.
It is. That's the note to put in there. Concerning. Yeah. Like, yeah. I do love that analogy, Ryan, that they were like, yes, this man could have transferred and been Sultan somewhere else, but he decided to stay here in the Glimmering Palace where they bring him meat on a plate. Because he knew he didn't want to leave his teammates. Also, every single morning, he's showered in gold. Yeah, like, that's... You can have Brock Bowers there and all of the talent in the world. And all it takes is being tied with Auburn on the road and all right on the, and almost losing a Jordan Hare to go, oh, well, maybe we should throw it to the good guy. Yeah.
A million times.
We spent the morning watching Kentucky's bowling ball back. Georgia also has a bowling ball back whose name I've already forgotten because I had to watch two of them today. That's too many to hold in my brain. But I was extremely impressed with him.
Do we need to set a timer for how long Spencer is allowed to do his Florida thing?
I could just say, well, why don't we talk about Auburn, Georgia some more?
Okay.
This is the day per year when it is interesting to talk about Florida. And when I think Florida's problems are real.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. Is that eloquent enough? It doesn't look like anybody cares or wants to be there. It doesn't look like, I don't think Billy Napier knows that you're supposed to get the first down on three downs, not four, because the play calling's like, yeah, 2.5 yards. We'll take that.
I understand what you're saying, and I think there is some merit to it. And at the same time, with how bad this defense played and how easily Kentucky ran the ball, especially after contact, it's not like, oh my gosh, they're scheming and blocking all these ways and just like getting everybody. It was just like, nope, I'm going to hit two Florida players and then I'm going to run for 10 more yards.
Oh, no. Let's put it this way. If they had not, and there was a lot of mistackling and a lot of just, hey, Kentucky big and mean and playing at home and us small and frail and terrified and playing on the road. There was a lot of that, but also consider this. There was a lot of, oh, a guy moved? Weird. No, I'm not going to go follow that gap. Somebody else will get that. There was a lot of that. Like, Liam Cohen was doing.
He left. He's not my problem.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I don't get paid enough to do that, brother. That's somebody else's job. I'm a union guy. Somebody else is going to take care of that. Yeah, like.
But if I go over there, who will be here?
Yeah. Right. There was a whole hell of a lot of that going on. And obviously Kentucky's the bigger, stronger team. That's disturbing. That continues to happen, that Kentucky is beating your ass at
it's
the
a
point
better
of attack.
It's a better program right now. It's
100% a better program. This is what's alarming to me, is that versus last year doesn't seem to be a whole lot of improvement vis-a-vis this particular litmus test. In addition to that, there's not a clear understanding of how this was supposed to go. What the vision was. The proof of concept of this is how we would win this particular game. None of it. Absolutely none of it.
This is worse than last year.
Yeah.
This is worse than last year. Because last year, Florida blew a lead, but like Kentucky needed a pick six. And other than that, they were held to two field goals. It was just like the last two Kentucky wins have been more about like, oh, Kentucky and Florida played an extremely stupid football game, and Florida's stupid was higher than Kentucky's. That's not what today was.
No, this
today
was
ass, just ass an ass beating.
Yeah, full on ass beating. And I don't know, like that. That's the part that I don't get over. Is you go, I don't see anybody who wants to beat ass on the other side.
Not particularly.
No, I don't see anybody who's like got any kind of. It's not even like, ooh, they don't have any fight. They've got a lot of. I don't think they were quitting. I just think.
No, I just think it's not like to go back a couple weeks to Florida beating Tennessee and parking the bus for the entire second half. That's no, I'm not trying to stick a finger in a wound here. All I'm saying is that.
No, y'all just look. I'm sitting here quietly and not talking about how y'all devalued our loss.
I apologize for doing that. But I think like Florida in the second half of that game, you know, it was sort of like, well, maybe Graham Mertz is hurt and they're just trying not to like give, you know, they're just trying to kill clock, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And realistically, it's just like, nope, this is not a team that constructed and coached is built to play like we're going to murder you. That's what they want to do.
I am reduced to like some of the worst cliches about football that unfortunately happen to be true here, because I don't see anybody who actually wants to fight. I don't see anybody who actually like wants to dominate the opponent or be mean or do any of the various ass beating adjacent things you need to do in order to win a football game. There is none of that. That's from the top fucking down.
But you know what? I think this is the wrong way to look at it. Kentucky played fucking great.
Wanted to beat ass. They wanted to beat ass all game long.
So y'all have beaten Kentucky twice since 2017. That's crazy.
This is three in a row. I put this on Blue Sky. The last time Kentucky beat Florida three times in a row, Harry Truman was president.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
All we need is to bring back the corpse of Dwight D. Eisenhower and Florida football will rise again to prominence.
But yeah, that's that. If you want to know, like, okay, hey, what's your thing on Florida? I'm like, I don't think anybody wants it. Doesn't look like there's any urgency. Nobody really gives a shit. That's it. It's not even like, ooh, undisciplined. It's like, no, we want you to come here and put forth, like, yeah, you know, some milquetoast effort.
Hey, you know what? In a way, isn't that the way of working in 2023? And I respect it.
Yeah. Yeah, we LinkedIn folks, sound off. This is how work. This is how work works, right? Like, come
Florida
on,
Florida football colon quiet
here.
Quitting question mark.
It's not that quiet.
Working from home.
This is actually great because while y'all talk, I'm just scrolling everybody's professional qualifications.
Yeah.
This is an impressive list. What are y'all doing in here?
Yeah, that's my thing on Florida. It's like say. They just don't really seem to give a shit. It's like there's not one dickhead in the room. There's like not one abrasive.
That can't be right. That can't be right. It's still the University of Florida.
Okay. There's not a skilled dickhead in the room.
Okay. All
there's
right.
There's an amateur
Ooh,
dickhead.
Well, we still got. Sorry, you got to refine that further.
I help.
No, we're gonna move on. Okay. Hey, here's a fun game. Here are some Power 5 teams that have scored more points than Nebraska this season. Nebraska has 94 points through 5 games. Michigan State with 108. Iowa State with 104. Virginia with 107. Iowa with 111. And Stanford with 96.
Fuck.
Nebraska. Yeah. Nebraska's offense does not exist. Is a nullity. cannot be discussed because it cannot be observed.
I'm gonna catch it. I'm gonna hunt it like down like the Sasquatch.
Like, I don't remember the last time I saw a 45-7 final score, which is what Michigan beat the Huskers by on the road, and thought, oh, that's not reflective of what happened. It was far worse than that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I must have looked away during their score, but I sort of anticipated it would happen because Michigan has given up exactly one score in every game, but I still can't imagine how it happened. Like, just because at no point in the game did they appear to be progressing toward it.
Did one of them hand the ball to a Nebraska defender in an act of sportsmanship?
Like, yeah, maybe. Maybe they were like, hey, sure. It's kind of our thing. We give up one score, keeps us good and mad. So go ahead, walk it in.
So angry, I'm going to eat 2 half-pound hamburgers at 9 a.m.
They have to be on cinnamon rolls in Lincoln for that to work.
That's so true. Yeah, covered in chili.
That sounds good.
Yeah, no, I'm listening. I'm here. I'm picking up what you're putting down. It sounds
this was
good.
This was just, there was a lot of ass-beating going around. Michigan beat the shit out of Nebraska. Texas, truly, like, Kansas kind of hung around in the first half, and in the second half, Texas just absolutely stomped them.
Yep.
Texas has done this at least a couple times now. Just yes. Like made it look like it was going to be a game. They did this against Wyoming as well, and then the yes. final score is like, oh, that's fine.
That's over.
Texas
Penn State did the same against Northwestern. That was hideous for a really long time, but the final score looks great.
Texas held the ball for over 40 minutes. Kansas, 0 of 8 on third down, 0 of 2 on fourth down. And one of their two touchdowns was a fumble recovery that functioned as an option play.
Yeah. Yeah. Oregon kind of got a little ugly for a minute against Stanford, and then they just pulled away. They had like a terrible first quarter. And by terrible, I mean they allowed Stanford to take a 3-0 lead.
They let Stanford score three.
Was it 3? I thought it was 6-0 at one point. Did I make that up?
It was 6-0 at one point. And then Bo Nix said, not on my watch, and they pulled away. Yeah, it was a good defensive performance for Oregon. Most teams playing Stanford this year will have good defensive performances, but yes?
Well, sorry, I accidentally started playing the show on LinkedIn in another tab.
Did it sound more professional?
Well, let's find out. Keep talking.
Yeah.
Let's open this whole mouth. Go ahead.
It somehow all makes sense, and we're like we're like, and you can refer to our website where we're tabulating these statistics for you.
Business.
We just sound like the pivot. Yeah.
Earnings. Business. Shareholder. Business. Stock split. Business.
Follow back on that, if you will.
Interest rate business, inflation business, business.
Speaking of inflation, Notre Dame.
Oof.
That's not what happened. What?
Not what happened at all. That's just a word followed by Notre Dame, Spencer.
Doesn't Am I the only one that could hear that? Or could everybody hear that?
I couldn't
hear what?
When I started playing it in the other tab.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't hear it.
No, oh, that.
Oh, no, I just enchanted myself. That's awesome.
You gaslit yourself.
That's not what that means, idiot.
This was the game, by the way, where the funniest possible Sam Hartman storyline happened, where Sam Hartman won the game by running. That's it. The noted scrambling threat Sam Hartman took it down the field for a game winning drive and eventual touchdown. Just everything I wanted to happen for Sam Hartman at Notre Dame is happening. Like, he is such a gem, such a prize. And he's not actually having to work that hard because they prefer to run the ball and play defense. And every now and then they're like, hey, handsome man, why don't you throw a pass?
I would say, based on the way Notre Dame's offensive line played, Sam Hartman actually had to work very fucking hard in this game.
Are you saying that the scrappy Duke Blue Devils once again brought 4,000 different defensive looks?
Yeah, like the vibe I did not get was, what a chill time for Sam Hartman.
The vibes are good.
Sorry.
The impacts are rather...
There was a lot of, like, just guys flying through the line. Like, I don't know if it's, like, a mix of well-designed with just picking smart angles, but...
Duke is a...
Sam Hartman's career rushing average, 2 yards per carry.
Duke is a pain in the ass to play.
And he picked up, what, a 4th-and-17?
Yeah.
Yes. And also in a move where I said out loud, what a savvy veteran, saw a guy get held and immediately threw the ball out of the end zone at him to get a PI. That's veteran savvy right there.
Yeah. I mean, when you're a sixth year senior, that's shit you learn.
Yeah. I could try to make a play here, or I could just go for the flag.
It's
free real estate.
It is free real estate. It's literal free real estate.
That's definitely a skill you unlock on level 50. Like, he definitely has enough XP for shit like that at this point. This man's on New Game Plus.
Yeah. If this were some Elder Scrolls shit, there would be like a sound effect with it. Whoa. You've unlocked intentional PI. You are no longer maidenless. Yeah. Duke is so annoying to play. Oh my God. They have like 9,000 different defensive looks they throw at you. They're all smart enough to learn it. They're small and undersized, but they keep ending up in your backfield, and you're like, what the fuck? And until tonight, Riley Leonard had just been having a dream season for your scrappy gamer, gritty type quarterback. And then he got his ankle messed up on the last play of the game. It's a brutal ending for Duke.
Yeah. As our text crawl notes, it's weird to feel bad for Duke. But that's the vibe all across the country.
That's where we're at.
It's this is an uncomfortable feeling.
It's also weird to feel congratulatory towards Virginia Tech, who put 38 points on Pittsburgh and won by 17.
Why? Because there's so rarely something to congratulate.
Correct.
Oh, right. I remember this feeling from like 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they should be expected to perform like this. On a football field against good competition, or maybe Pitt, whatever.
Or Pitt, yeah. One or the other.
How bad was Pitt's offense in this game? That's what I want to know.
Jeez.
It was not great.
I'm sorry. I see Phil Jerkovic here with
He carried the team. That's the problem. He carried the team with 235 yards passing. They rushed for 38.
That's... So basically, if I'm reading this,
he had
right,
the rushing long as well. 12.
Yes.
Phil, do everything.
Welcome to the Jerk Show, bitch.
That's got to be the name for their offense. It has to be.
Jerk
Show.
I'm going to win this thing. Jerk style. That is so insulting, because this means that their entire defensive game plan is, whatever you do, stop the run. Let Phil eat whatever he wants. It won't matter. That's so bad. Oh.
Their defense got carved up too. Like, this is just not this Pitt team. This Pitt team is now 1-4, and the only win is over Wofford in week one.
Fuck you, Terriers.
Little so, dogs. Pitt basically did nothing but had two long touchdown passes.
Yes.
A 75 and a 61. And then a fumble return for a touchdown. Because I was looking at this, like, how did they get 21 points? But basically, it was just three crazy plays. That's it.
Goddamn.
Is it, are we getting close to a point at which Pat Narduzzi
I assume Pitt is every time you see a like who's next for the Michigan State job and Pat Narduzzi's list on it, that's somebody at the Pitt athletic department being like, please, please put him on the list. Please, college football journalist, just please put him on the list. Please,
Pat. Yeah. Not Pat doing it. Like, you know who I've heard is really good at.
You know who's smart and strong? Pat Narduzzi.
Smells like cookies. That's me. I mean, Pat Narduzzi, excellent coach. A source close to Pat Narduzzi. Well, just that's got to be Pat Narduzzi.
I just
until Scott Satterfield takes the job.
Yeah, well, surely he's in conversation for it.
Someone please indemnify Ryan as the person who caused that when it happens. When Scott Satterfield actually does get the job, Scott Satterfield's just going to keep like they're going to be like, oh, hey, Andy Reid. Was hit by a meteor. I guess we need to call Scott Satterfield. Like, he's just going to keep failing up, isn't he?
Maybe. You know what? There are worse guys who have done that, so I think I'm all right with it. Holly, you said you have some podcast business to unveil.
Not exactly unveil, but I have a little bit of a thing to promo.
Okay.
You may have seen me post earlier about some dog tags that listener Rob Carlson made for us. He has a little Etsy shop where he makes sports themed printed tags for your pets and easily lost loved ones. Hello, Spencer. And he we also did a bit of magic over the week where we got a hound dog on death row in a high kill Charlotte shelter adopted by a reader named Matt, no less. And Rob has decided to extend an offer to us. This is not a sponsorship or anything, but, if you would like to order from, you can see it in the full cast mentions. The store name is Franchise Tags. If you would like to order tags from your pet and you enter the code Antioch, he's going to, keep, portion of the proceeds set aside for the charity bowl in the spring. And also if you order any state, any sports team in the state of Tennessee, themed tag for your pet, he is going to send a portion of those proceeds to Hound Dog Rescue. So if your pets need identifying, I have some checkerboard tags. I think you could do any school. And I just got them in the mail and they're very lightweight and high quality. And my dog that destroys everything has not destroyed them yet. So y'all check it out and we'll send some money to some people who need it.
Huzzah.
Yay. Also, if you don't remember, just in case we put in two codes, just in case, because some people don't remember what Antioch is about. We've gained people since then. You can also type in the code FULLCAST. It will work the same way. And somebody did just drop the link to that show to that shop in the chat. So thank you, Bottle of the Yard. Anyway, business concluded.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. They are handsome tags, if I may say so myself. And
yeah, I got a checkerboard one for the dog. I got a Memphis Grizzlies one for Betty. And then the cats have one that is vintage Houston Astros with the stripes. It's very cute.
I'm gonna be the one to point this out. There is a 4-1 team in the Big Ten that won today.
Antioch favors you with a boon. I'm not as good at Ryan as the Antioch.
No, it's good. I enjoyed that.
Thank you. I did a little that leaned a little bit like John Lovett's Tales of Rivalry, but
You're talking about Iowa?
Yeah, a team that brought down a lot of their offensive averages yet again and played a game of absolutely putrid attacking football and won 26-16 over the Michigan State Spartans.
More than 25. More than 25.
It's more than 25.
Baby steps. They are absolutely going to show why this contract was necessary, because they're definitely going to make a bowl game. Like, there's no question. They'll probably win 8 games at this point.
They might, and
the offense is going to be like, yeah, I got 17 and a half points for you. That's it. Sorry.
And they lost Cade McNamara for at least a little bit to injury. So
today was a gnarly day for injuries, man.
Yes.
And they I don't ever want to play South Carolina again, and not for any of the usual reasons.
Iowa only gained more than 25 points because of a punt return, which counts.
Which counts.
The perfect crime.
In the NFL, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. As the official sleep wellness partner of the NFL, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Sleep is essential for recovery, and we all have unique needs. That's why Sleep Number smart beds are perfect for couples, with individualized settings for each side. Since 2018, Sleep Number and the NFL have teamed up to bring quality sleep to elite athletes. 8 out of 10 NFL players, including 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players, trust Sleep Number for their best rest. And now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? The things you know make you feel better, even when it's impossible to take time for them. Like that workout you try to squeeze in between kids' activities, work, and everything else you have going on. And before you know it, it gets pushed to tomorrow. Sound familiar? But it's the moments when you feel like you have no time for yourself, when those non-negotiables are more important than ever. Those are the things that keep you strong, healthy, motivated, and prepared to take on everything life demands of you. So why not make therapy one of them? BetterHelp Online Therapy makes it easy to get started. With affordable phone, video, or live chat sessions you can do from anywhere, and the option to message your therapist between sessions if anything comes up. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
You could be outraged, or you could get in on the deal.
Yeah, how do we do that?
I suggest you start grifting.
Okay. Speaking of grift, UCF led Baylor 35-7.
I'm glad we got to this.
UCF, we said we were going to try and be nicer to you, and you're not making that easy.
I mean, Jesus Christ, what the fuck happened here? You can't blow a 28-point
5-7
in the second half. You can't blow a 28-point lead to this Baylor team. What are you doing? What are you doing, you big dummy?
Commenter Space God. Wait, UCF lost that game? Yes.
Yes.
UCF lost that game.
to a Baylor team, like, so bad that, like, Dave Aranda in press conferences was all but like, yeah, we're terrible. I don't know. Like, this might not work out for me. I'm having a lot of personal doubt. Like, I'm not sleeping or anything. I'm concerned. This was
UCF's Big 12 debut. This shit you fought so hard for and insisted that you deserved so badly and wanted more than anything else in the fucking world to be in a Power 5 conference. And this is what you did?
Uh-huh.
And UCF flew too close to the space station. That is what they get for not sending Godfrey his jersey. You're right, Daniel Patterson of LinkedIn.
UCF in the second half turned the ball over at the Baylor 31 and the Baylor 25. And both of those, one directly and one indirectly, turned into Baylor touchdowns. But because it was a 28-point lead, there was more dumb shit you had. Oh, my God.
We have a strong counterpoint from commenter Broken Deposit Bottle, who points out that blowing a 28-point lead is an extremely Big 12 thing to do.
Welcome to the conference. Thank you for partaking in our traditions and our learning our ways quickly.
Also, just a brutal loss for nominative determinism when Colton Boomer missed a 59-yard field goal.
We need to rewind this because you will see this on various SportsCenter's Twitter highlights.
TikToks, etc. But there is a play from Timmy McLean, UCF's extremely frazzled quarterback. If you want to know what the definition of manic quarterback play is, it's this. Fourth and six, 43 seconds to go. They are trailing at this point by what would be the final score, 36-35. And they're at the UCF 30. Timmy McLean drops back to pass. He keeps dropping back. He drops back again. He rolls all the way to his left and then back into the end zone, where he dodges one and shakes off another tackle.
Stays in the end zone for like 20 seconds. Not really, but it felt like it.
He is doing the football equivalent of throwing spitballs at the face of God, daring to be struck down, and completes a pass to RJ Harvey for 16 yards net, by the way, which in reality from where he threw it was something like, I don't know, 44 yards.
Yeah.
After running a good 50 yards laterally to make this happen back and forth, and converts the fourth and sixth and nearly destroys the announcer's throat. And then Colton Boomer, like, this is the most Gus thing ever, is he's like, you know what? Let's go for that 59 yarder. not like, I guess maybe Timmy McLean couldn't throw a Hail Mary, but he's like, no, we'll try the 59 yarder.
But they threw a, like, they basically threw a Hail Mary the play before that.
Should have thrown another one, brother. I know hindsight's 2020, but come on. Setting the college kicker out for a 59 yarder like you're Mizzou. But you're not Mizzou.
You're not Mizzou.
Another outstanding football team, by the way, who had a great day.
I think it was Mizzou's quarterback who has set the SEC record for most pass attempts without a pick now?
Brady Cook.
Consecutive pass attempts without a pick? It's like
What I learned today is you go, hey, is anybody good in the SEC East besides Georgia? And I'm like, yeah, it's probably Mizzou and definitely Kentucky.
Is Brady Georgia good?
Georgia is the one that we assume is good.
Oh, okay. Very generous of us.
I said this to our friend Amanda Mull. I am convinced that Georgia at this point is the dude you see at the gym who's running on the treadmill with a weighted vest on. Like every Georgia game is like, oh, you're doing this on purpose. You could be faster and better, but you're trying to push yourself.
Yeah, this is the oxygen restriction season.
Yes.
That's what they're doing, right? This is Georgia's like, yeah, I was bored with regular shit, so now I lift with chains on the barbell.
We're going anaerobic from the minute we wake up. You hear me?
That's it. So do you do a lot of like cardio? Yeah, it's all sprints. How long? Hours on end. Do you ever let yourself catch a breath? No, I'm dying right now, but I'm gonna be ripped.
I will say, and somebody in the comments asked if we talked about UConn yet. We haven't. We will now. As bad as UCF blowing a 28-point lead was, UConn, which hasn't won a game this year, blew a 17-point lead. And then they got the ball back down 7 with 2:41 to play. They drove all the way down the field and with 40 seconds left, ran the ball in for what appeared to be the game-winning touchdown until the point after touchdown was blocked and they lost by 1.
Mora!
Just an absolutely cursed year for Jim Mora.
UConn 0-5 and starting to make last year's low-key miracle look like a total aberration. Like, did that happen?
Or more of a miracle.
And also has like a lot of tough games left on the season.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
We'll be kind to just say, I wish you luck, Jim Mora.
Did anybody watch the Clemson-Syracuse game? I didn't really. That's why I'm asking.
Not here.
Every time I looked at it, Clemson was doing something really good. And Syracuse was punting. That's what I saw.
Okay.
Which is a shame, because prior to this, like, you know, Syracuse had been having, like, quite the joyride.
and had been doing lots of interesting stuff. If you like, football geeks are super big on I think it's Jason Beck, their offensive coordinator, super big on everything he does. Like they're extremely, extremely excited about him.
Still.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
Yeah. The ponies aren't his fault. You know, all he can do is race them.
Okay.
You know, also you're facing Clemson, which is a tall order, even in a year where they've already lost two games. They're still a team full of really good players and blah, 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 blah.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did not see any of that. We have a live update. This would be from number 7, Washington, playing in the desert out in Tucson. It is 28-16. Michael Penix Jr. In the third quarter already has 302 yards. Light work, you know, just a light work.
But no touchdowns. Fraud.
Fraud. <That's it. laughs> I'm just being unselfish. It's a glory. Fraud.
We are jesters to him.
That's right.
Arizona. Not terrible.
No, Arizona's not terrible.
This has been established for a few weeks now, but really something.
Yep.
Do we damn with faint praise by calling them competitive?
Yeah.
Sure. I think that's fine.
Yeah. I'd say so.
They're certainly more competitive than Arizona State at this point.
I mean, granted, they might lose 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in a row to close a season, possibly, but still.
Woo! Look at them go!
Maybe they'll steal a couple of these.
Go ahead and clip that, Wildcats. Jason Kirk of the shutdown full cast says you're going to lose 8 in a row.
Awesome. I'm their hater. I love it.
Somebody's
got to be.
Nobody was calling out 80-year-old men today. I thought that was going to be the thing that
No, everyone was defending 80-year-old men.
Yeah.
College game day was just yelling at coaches.
We were too busy sourcing the reason for Pat McAfee's tummy troubles.
There's a lot of like, Washington State, shut the fuck up and enjoy your lot in life. And like, what the hell, man? Why are we
just normal stuff?
One Washington State person was mad or whatever, so we're just gonna shit on the whole school.
We're having fun here.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
No one gives a shit whether you're having fun.
Holly,
like, granted, you're the most dedicated, you know, fan base to our whole production, but shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Holly, Was this Tennessee 41, South Carolina 20 the most unfun 3-score game possible?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This sounds like you're very happy with your team. I wanted to talk about...
What the fuck, dude?
I wanted to talk about a team
He's
that
trying
can't...
his best to listen actively. It's not going
It's not.
Great.
I'm terrified that that's true. I'm terrified that he's trying his best.
NC State, bad. There, just want me to get to it. If you saw Louisville and NC State play,
that was like, if you wanted to show a child who wasn't around for like, I don't know, 2018 ACC games, this was the one to show them.
This is what
it used to be like all the time.
This is what they took from you.
That's 5-0 Louisville, by the way.
5-0 Louisville, starting Jack Plummer, who I watched throw 2 of the worst fucking interceptions I will see all year long. Absolute ducks thrown directly to defenders. All right? They let that man throw 35 times, which should result in a felony conviction instantly without trial for any coach if they hadn't won this game.
They couldn't run the ball for shit.
They ran the ball for 20 yards.
Could not run the ball for shit.
I wasn't really good talking about Tennessee. Spencer trampled me.
I'm sorry. I thought you were done. My bad.
Ooh, you don't sound sorry.
I am. I'm just very excited about how bad this game was.
Holly, he just had to talk about NC State Louisville.
I did.
The Friday night game. He couldn't control himself.
I just felt remiss getting off that game without talking about the degree to which Spencer Rattler and company were shut down during this.
Sure. Ooh, yeah.
That front seven is really fun to watch, and they play with their hair on fire.
The end of the first half was very weird.
Yeah. Yeah. There were, what happened to all the SEC refs we know? Did they all retire en masse?
I think they did.
Because we got a whole crop of new ones, and they are all, like a different species of Looney Tune. We got the one that looks like, who's the Disney character who's like Goofy's evil cousin? That was our ref tonight.
Yeah,
the guy who I'll call MAGA Goofy. Yeah.
Yeah. MAGA Goofy.
UNLV is 4-1.
Yes, Pete. Thank you.
UNLV is 4-1, and which is amazing considering this is a team that has been to one bowl game in 23 seasons. And is now like not that far, like has certainly some winnable games down the stretch and can probably do it again. That shit rules.
Maryland 5-0.
Man.
I mean, they're always 4-0, but 5-0?
We had never really considered the possibility of what a 5-week September would do to Maryland.
Indiana continues to reach new levels of decrepitude. This like Maryland absolutely dominated them in this game.
Yeah, they're done. Like, I know that everybody was like, "Ah, yeah, Tom Allen's probably done." Dude, they're done. They're super done. I don't know what they're doing.
Can I talk about the most underrated team in the country? Which
yes.
When I say the name of this team, it's going to sound like underrated and this team's name do not go together. Oklahoma is they've been ranked in the teens, and I don't know why. They've been the best team against Vegas this year. They've covered in every game by 2 touchdowns.
Their defense has looked a lot better.
Yeah, a lot better. The computer power ratings, they're like 1, 2, 3 in like tons of them. Oklahoma should probably be in at very least that top 8 group of teams that are like getting, you know, number 1 votes every week.
So
you could put them anywhere in that group.
So I think there are two things going on.
That was the weirdest score of the day too.
There are two things going on which are keeping Oklahoma from being higher in the rankings. One, they haven't played anybody that you like. Who's the best team they've played? Cincinnati, who's not great.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's not confusing that they're not ranked up that high, except for the fact that they're Oklahoma. Because, like,
well,
I mean,
so,
schedule wise, compare it to, you know, what Michigan did. Like, I understand where you start affects how quickly you climb. I get
but
it.
I think the other thing is that we're used to under Lincoln Riley and under like the later years of Bob Stoops. We're used to Oklahoma mashing in the easy part of the schedule and doing it with like the Tulsa score, 66-17. And the fact that like they beat Cincinnati 20-6, they beat SMU 28-11. Like, but I think you're absolutely right. Like, this is a much more balanced team than we have seen in a while. And like presents Texas is the one getting all the attention in the Big 12, and deservedly so. But like Oklahoma, I think you're totally right. Oklahoma is playing very, very well and looks like a very interesting opponent for Texas going into next week and just going forward for the rest of the year.
Yeah. And I mean, the rankings thing, it'll sort itself out. If you beat Texas, then okay, you're a top 5 team. If you don't, then okay, you're fine where you are.
Right.
So like, it's not that big of a concern. It's just very, very disorienting to see Oklahoma of all teams. Like, you know, if anything, this is a team we often overrate.
Are they unfairly catching backlash because we are so irritated with Lincoln right now?
I think
like retroactive hell.
I think it's more just they were such ass last year voters are still catching up, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I think it's that. And it's also just like they were not fun to watch. Like I think there is an unfair thing that
unfun to watch while scoring 50.
No. I don't mean this year. I mean last year. They were really like they were sloppy and they would fuck up in weird circumstances. And even when they won, it was like, this is kind of stupid. Like, I think there is a like, it's not style points exactly, but I do think there is something to, like, when you are more fun to watch, the voters will sort of credit you for that, whether they mean to or not.
I did think for a second you were talking about the 50 points. Like, we'll score 50, but it'll be no, we won't, no, we won't, no, like doing,
no,
it.
No, I don't mean today.
We'll do it holding our nose. Damn it.
That's like a 2015 Alabama there.
Yeah. Gross. Mm-hmm. We dominated.
Well, that answers that question.
Who Alabama, we're almost to the end of that game. They lead Mississippi State 40-17.
Are they still playing?
They are.
Ugh. Looks like it just ended. 164 yards passing. This is
perfect.
How Alabama likes to win.
No,
play a good Christian ball.
Everything is restored.
Pelo Tauntaun says it's over. I'm like, no, we've returned.
Pelo Tauntaun.
Yeah. We've returned to what Alabama should be. Good Christian football. Where you don't pass for over 200 yards.
If you get any closer to that biscuit voice, I'm gonna strangle you with something.
This is lordly football.
This game was over forever ago. You should understand ESPN scoreboard is ass now. It's absolute trash, and it won't tell us what's going on, and it lies to us constantly. So I'm sorry. Okay?
All right, hang on. There's a bunch of computer dorks in here. Let's do the cry for help.
Fix the scoreboard.
I don't know, folks. A bunch of your web developers in here, according to you, would you please make a very simple, featureless mobile scoreboard? The one we used to love was based in was Yahoo, and it had absolutely nothing on it but scores updated in a timely fashion. Charge $1 for it in the App Store. You'll make a mint. No, the fix is not use a different site, idiot commenter. You might be an idiot, but like, no, we want one that works.
That's like telling LSU to play defense. They're not going to do it. Just stop it.
You should give your website. No, I want the, no.
LSU will not.
Wait, many people are saying that there already is a scoreboard in the comments. Let's explore this.
Okay.
Plaintextsports.com. Oh, this is very good. Oh, it has dark mode. Yeah, this will do. I'd like one that updates without having to refresh. But other than that, this will do.
I would like to pose.
We manifested. Great.
I would like to.
ESPN's is working fine for me. I just wanted a note. Sorry.
I'd like to pose one open question, and this is for Trent Dilfer.
Oh boy,
you took the UAB job, and now you're getting very mad. What did you think was going to happen? That's all. Like, he's just on the sideline, just absolutely losing it on some assistant or coordinator. I don't know who it was. And I'm just like, yeah, you're playing Tulane, a very good team in the American. And you're Trent Dilfer, and UAB hired you. And
did he assault
none of this points towards, like, things should be going smoothly and well?
That's the kind of fire we need on the sideline at Florida, Ryan.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
You're not down that bad.
Oh, my God.
you've taken it to... You give him an inch, I swear.
Our current
noise the dog just made. It was like... Boo.
Our current university president is that stupid, by the way.
He wasn't even here when this happened.
That guy seems passionate.
Look, how many weeks ago were you in the offseason actually reading recruiting stories about Florida and referring to him as Billy?
I will still call him Billy. I will be like,
Billy's putting it together, y'all.
Next week, it could be totally different.
God.
Very transparent about that. It was real goddamn bad today, and they've played two so good quarters of football.
I don't know how we got back here. I'm sorry to everybody. I didn't want to.
Just, well, back you see,
let's go back to talking about Auburn. Okay.
I thought I could talk about Trent Dilfer.
Trent Dilfer,
right. Former Bucks quarterback.
Tampa,
that's
Tampa,
right.
Florida.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, it all makes sense.
See, come on home.
Is Houston terrible this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
It brings me no pleasure, etc.
Okay. Like. Because I don't think Texas Tech is amazing.
But they're not.
They sure did just handle Houston. And I know there's like some special teams plays in here, and it's not just what. But yeah, That and Bowling Green 38, Georgia Tech 27. Yeah. That was one I was really like, what happened here?
That is I really can't think of a power conference loss in it's hard to think of the most recent one that's worse than this.
It's
this
especially
is almost as bad as it gets.
It's especially bad because Georgia Tech led this game 14-0. So it's not one where it's like, uh-oh, shit spiraled way out of control and Georgia Tech just couldn't, like, get a hold of it. And it was 14-7 at half. It was 17-14 at half, Bowling Green. Like, and then they just, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, then shit got bad. Shit got bad fast.
Bowling Green entered ranked 112th in the computers.
Mm. And Georgia Tech loves computers.
Exactly. They've been defeated by their own.
It's a betrayal on two levels.
They just lost at EVE Online.
Wow.
How could they?
Also,
I like that some of you who are making the dumbest comments are doing it under your real name and LinkedIn photo. It just means
that's
more.
The move.
It really does just mean
no,
more.
No, say it with your chest. I love it.
No, I really do like it. That's not sarcasm.
JMU 5-0.
Yeah.
Put some respect on it.
Never in doubt. Go Dukes.
Rank the Dukes. Rank the goddamn Dukes.
Let them play for championships. Damn it.
Fucking UCF. Can't believe you did that.
Mm. I do have on that Houston thing, by the way. I don't know if you saw Dana's halftime interview.
No.
I did see a clip of Dana's halftime interview when he was like, so what do you think of your team's performance? He's like, defense was terrible. Special teams were pathetic. Like Dana, like Dana's fed up with Dana. You're like, man, you're doing a shit job. And he's like, right? Terrible.
The guy who came into the year saying, I can't possibly be fired. And now he's like, God damn it. I can't possibly be fired.
I'm going to fire me.
This fucking sucks.
This fucking sucks, man. Just going to go play blackjack for a year and regroup.
And by that, we mean sit at a blackjack table continually for a year.
Play blackjack for a year.
He won't sleep. He won't get up to go to the bathroom. He'll fuse to the chair.
Another 3 months and I'm going to be back to even. It's fine. It's fine.
Can we talk about Troy, Georgia State? A commenter wants to know.
I want to know how we set off the other guy's Echo Dot and how we can do more of this.
Sure. Yeah, Troy was very efficient on offense. I think, like, Georgia State was, to me, a very much, like, how real is this 4-0? Because they beat Coastal. But other than that, they had, you know, not an awesome resume at this point. Beat the aforementioned UConn, beat Charlotte, beat Rhode Island. And Troy, even though Troy's kind of the flip. Like, Troy didn't have was 2-2 coming into this, but they lost to Kansas State and they lost to JMU, who have, as we've established, 5-0, ranked the Dukes, etc. They beat a pretty good Western Kentucky team. Like, I don't know. I don't necessarily think this is like, oh, Georgia State's going to collapse from here, but.
Yeah, they had three turnovers. Like, you know, you're like, hey.
Yeah.
What was the problem? They had three turnovers.
Yeah.
And Troy like converted all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think it's, I think, I don't know. Troy's still good. Georgia State's still pretty good too, but the Sun Belt has, like, between JMU, Marshall, Georgia State, Troy, Texas State did very well today. Georgia Southern beat Coastal. Like, there are a lot of intriguing teams in the Sun Belt right now. I don't, like, this is a league where it's very hard to say where it's all going to get sorted out, except JMU 5-0 ranked the Dukes. That part we know. We know that part.
Ryan, that rundown was also a service to everyone trying to remember which teams are in the Sun Belt.
Thank you.
There's only like maybe one team in the Sun Belt that I think is like, nah. And that's Southern Miss. And that's fine. Like, God bless them for being around.
Yeah, they're super bad. If you want to know, like, okay, which teams at this point are merely unfortunate,
You know, like, I think UVA is a bad team, but they have elements of just pure misfortune, right? They're currently 0-5. I maintain they could have been a spicier 0-5 if they had continued to start Anthony Cole and Drea.
They could be 3-2 is the fucked up part.
Yeah.
Put our precious moments Rex Grossman here back on the throne.
Did you call him precious moments Rex Grossman?
She did.
Yes. Look at a picture. Find a picture of him without his helmet and tell me I'm wrong.
It's not wrong.
like UVA, UVA, UConn, and Sam Houston State, who just moved up to FBS this year. Those are the only winless teams this year, I think, right?
I believe so, but my eye will keep scanning. They're pretty bad.
Like a very tired Terminator.
Like Mad-Eye Moody, but with one real bad eye. And yeah. Yeah, they're terrible.
I had a bad eye. That was yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Stanford's real bad too. Stanford is very, very bad this year.
I think that's probably right. I don't know. Like there is a thing that is happening with the. Yeah, they did lose to Sac State, but Sac State's not a bad FCS team. I don't know. I think it's harder. I think the Pac-12 is so good at the top like five teams, and even like the two teams after that, it's like they're pretty good. Like there are some teams that I think are going to look awful, and it will be hard to separate. Stanford and Arizona State are the two that stick out. It will be hard to separate, like, are they absolute garbage or are they just actually playing a gauntlet of a schedule because the Pac-12 decided to like be fucking buck wild this year? And I don't know.
Why not both?
Yeah, it could be both.
Yeah, I think Stanford's probably bad.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, they don't look like they look like every play is a surprise. Like when the quarterback drops back to do something, they're like, whoa, it's wild. Ball's coming to me.
It's good. Isn't it nice to still have amazement in the world? Isn't it nice to not feel like
childlike wonder?
Yeah, that's right. Should we encourage that?
let's note our beeves. Picked up an impressive victory, 21-7 over former number 10 Utah.
Yeah, this was the game where Utah just ran out of bodies. Like, they just ran out of... Like, at one point, Utah was going to be like, nope, we've used all our points. We have no points left. We have no quarterbacks. We have no ability to move the ball. And that's really what happened here.
Yeah. This was a, like, wow, this 7-year-old has been driving this car so far. And eventually, you just can't. Like, it's not a sustainable plan.
Yeah, yeah. They just need... Utah needs, and they're like, well, what does Utah need? You're like, Utah needs
a spa month.
Yeah, they need a spa month. they need a sabbatical. They need time to just heal up and get
They need those cryotherapy tanks full of Mountain Dew from Star Wars.
Cam Rising's still not close to back.
They have a bye. They have a bye, and then they have Cal, who Cal is like, I don't know what to make of Cal. I don't want to get into it. I just don't.
I kind of feel like Cal is with you there.
Yeah. But they still have to. Utah still has to play USC, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, and Colorado, and Arizona State. But I'm not worried about that one. Like, there's a lot of meat left that they got to. Like, I think we will look back on Utah's schedule and just be like, God damn, that was a lot you put on your. I think you maybe overdid it at the buffet, guys.
I think Arizona should probably publish a like social victory graphic because you called them meat. They did it. They're back.
I mean, they're meat again. They're within two touchdowns of Washington with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Like,
yeah, that's meat.
That's meat.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of social graphics, but jumping games, if you missed the anvil that Ole Miss's social media tweens dropped on Brian Kelly tonight, please do yourself a favor. Go check it out. Drop it in the chat if you know what I'm talking about.
I will take care of that, yes.
Think of beauty.
I will put it in the Twitch chat. It's very good. Very, very good. But yes, they're hiring the correct people. It's
yeah, they have selected the correct demographics for their social media team.
I love that everyone who grew up on like straight YouTube poop videos
right? Just like straight garbage. Has just been like, there we go, WC Core, thank you.
There we go.
Yeah, but everybody who grew up on straight YouTube poop videos and like video gibberish humor is now in charge of all of the leading program social media accounts. Sure. It's great. Yeah.
Speaking of poop videos, I just realized that LSU gets to follow up the Ole Miss game by going to Missouri to play at 11 a.m.
That's cool.
Sure. Also, you were mentioning like Oklahoma being underrated. Does this sound weird if I say I don't think that's a team you want to play in the morning?
Missouri?
No, not Missouri. No,
or
no,
Oklahoma.
You were talking about unfortunate kick times. So I'm like, as early as the Red River rivalry is, oh, I don't want to play like.
Today was full of weird kick times.
That mean ass Oklahoma team that early in the morning. No.
Because Oklahoma this year appears to be more competent than like an outscore you type team. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. That they're just and meaner, more physical. Like I think that's you don't really want to play those teams anyway. Period. If you can avoid them, you do. Remember, one of the keys to having a good record is avoiding playing good teams.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
100%.
Yeah, the best way.
Yeah,
like highly recommend it.
Yeah, like, do you want to know one thing that's really helped shield Georgia's weaknesses? They played no one in September. Like smart people. Somebody's going to think I'm criticizing them. No, that's what you should do if you're like, I don't know. Should probably back out a few of these games. get some warm-ups in.
Every time I've praised Michigan's non-conference scheduling, someone pops in, you know, to say like, well, don't you think they're cowards? And I'm like, it doesn't matter whether I think they're cowards. I think they're really smart. You don't get any points for bravery. Like the college football says every now and then you do, but you don't.
I think this is unfair. Georgia didn't have to schedule the service academy known as the Auburn Tigers, but they did. Okay.
They did also try to schedule apparently my favorite team, Oklahoma, which that game was canceled for other reasons.
WC Core asks, like, how mean? Is this a dick punching Oklahoma? What an interesting phrase to use in the Oklahoma Texas rivalry. Because there actually is, in fact, a literal dick punching, dick mangling incident in the fan lore surrounding that rivalry.
But Mac Jones went to Alabama. I don't understand.
That's old dick punching Mac Jones. That's what you learn when you go to Alabama. Nick lines up and goes, there's a right way to punch someone in the dick. That's what we teach. And if I can't teach it anymore.
I bet when he saw tape of Mac Jones ball tapping, who was it? Sauce Gardner, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I bet that was the first time Bill Belichick's felt proud of Mac Jones. I think we might got something here. I think this kid might have the stuff.
He teared up a little bit.
He's learning. If this was a movie about the arc of his career, this would be the start of the montage music.
Yes.
This is the, my God, he's getting it.
Yeah. He's starting to believe.
Yes. He's he was like, he comes off the sideline and like Belichick turns around and he's standing in the doorway, just framed softly in the light, and he just says, you remembered.
Steve Belichick pops up behind him. Hey, Dad, here, I got some coffee for you. Shut the fuck up.
Punch Steve right in the dick.
Punch Steve in the
dick.
Right
not, the dick. Not now, whoever you are. Bill Belichick, who apparently knows who Taylor Swift is. That was mind-blowing.
To what extent? That's what I
like. They asked him about Travis Kelce, even though his team wasn't playing Travis Kelce's. And Bill Belichick, of all people, who usually only talks if he's asked about the third-string fullback special teams performance, commented as if he was aware that Taylor Swift is a big deal.
I know he subscribes to Caucasian Quarterly, so that's probably how he keeps up.
She probably is on the cover of that.
I bet I can thread this needle, and I really don't know how I know this because I'm not a follower of hers. Wasn't she dating a Kennedy for a minute? And doesn't he have a house?
That's true.
They may have actually doesn't Bill Belichick have a place in Nantucket? They may have actually crossed paths socially.
She's also played concerts at Gillette, and I assume Bill sleeps at that stadium many times.
Right, okay.
So wakes up like, you young people, turn that down.
I'm sure he just walked out and said, huh, all right then.
Hey, he's more of a music aficionado than you know. Because remember,
I don't know about you, but I'm also feeling. I also feel the all 22. Thanks, Taylor. I'm glad that we both like to crunch film.
Holly knows where I'm going with this.
Yes, I do, and I can't get it out. Go ahead.
Remember, in 1994, Bill Belichick took Nick Saban to a Pink Floyd show when they were both coaching for the Cleveland Browns. Which means that there is a less than 0% chance that Bill Belichick and Nick Saban tripped balls together while listening to Dark Side of the Moon. That might have happened.
Nick turns to Bill and Bill goes, Bill, you know what? I don't think there is anybody out there.
Oh, we really do just dig that hole. Forget the sun. Oh, God.
Oh, the other team that's great is Fresno State, who's shutting out Nevada 20-0 in the second half. Sorry, should have mentioned that.
Yeah, Fresno's not going to let you have shit. They let Arizona State have shit. If you're bad, they're just going to shut you out. Nevada's bad, they're not going to let you have dick.
Mac Jones is going to let you have dick.
Mac Jones is going to... No,
but it's not going to be intact. It's not going to be intact. He'll let you have it, though.
Yeah,
he'll let you have yours.
Yeah, stress test.
Michael Penix still no touchdowns. Only 363
fraud.
Yards. Fraud.
I
think they bench him probably.
Fraud.
Send him back to Indiana.
Yep. Had it with
Brock.
The shit.
Brock Bowers Heisman. Don't even invite Penix.
That probably will happen. Yeah. Voters are asleep. None of these yards count.
They're going to go to Mike Bobo and be like, hey, listen, we wanted to nominate Brock Bowers for the Heisman. And he's like, No.
And they'll go to Mike Bobo and they'll say, we want to nominate Brock Bowers for the Heisman. He's like, all right, I'll draw up some more run plays for him.
Oh, for his blocking, you mean?
How is someone that good at their job and so goddamn aggravating? like I have to admit, you look at the numbers and you go,
sound off in the call. Oh goodness, a number of comments.
You just go, oh man, it's like he, you know, like the numbers look okay at the end of the day, but I'm like, you picked the most irritating possible way to get here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I as a defender of the first iteration of Georgia OC Mike Bobo, I'm not defending this one.
Why don't you run the ball, Bobo?
I like doing all of the other things before I do the thing that works. I mean, relatable.
We're not going to eat dessert first, all right?
Just got to try stuff to make sure. You
never
know.
Like this asparagus, but I'm eating every goddamn bite of it because I paid for this cruise.
Asparagus cruise.
It is
Georgia Bulldogs asparagus cruise 2023.
I'm gonna eat this ship empty.
just Kirby being like, "Oh, what cruise? Sparrow? What? No, I'm just a simple boy from Bainbridge. I don't understand these vegetables that you're.
No, that was Jeremy.
I know. I know. I'm just playing like paying this forward.
Yeah, Kirby's like playing up. I'm just a dumb, simple hick. I only think about football.
Here's my F-150.
Please talk about how football focused I am.
Go Dogs.
Think that'll do it.
I think that'll do it. It is 1:04 a.m. Unless we have further business, I would like to thank you.
Late.
Yes, I would like to thank you all for listening to yet another perfect edition of the Full Cast After Dark.
There we go. Let the spider noises follow you down.
Oh, we got a power outage in Fresno. the annual Mountain West Stadium failure has arrived.
I told you Fresno State wouldn't let you have shit. They're not going to let you have lights, Nevada.
It's 20-0. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
Because I still can't see this. Let this be a sign to all of us to descend into the darkness of the night.
Yeah.
One more sleep until the forever sleep, everybody.
No photons for you,
whoever's
Nevada.
On the call in this game, when the lights went out, they dropped a rut row.
Hey, everybody, before you go to sleep tonight, look under your bed for Mac Jones.
Kapow!
Ow!
Ow! Good night.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you. You can have them too.
For a limited time, the classic Filet-O-Fish you love is joining your McDonald's favorites on the 2 for $3.99 menu. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.